Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, September 11th, One Take Wednesday, and a day when we remember those who gave their lives to help in the Twin Tower attacks and those who lost their lives and just the families of all those who were affected on that day. And so we lift up a prayer to you, even now, Lord Jesus, that you would bring comfort and peace and help in situations we don't even know the details of. And we thank you, Lord, for the many men and women who sacrificed their time and even their comfort, maybe even their lives, to help rescue those who were stuck in the Twin Towers. And Lord, we just ask that you would help us as your people to live in a way that helps others flourish and not in a way that drags people down. Today's passage is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and this is a wonderful passage about the afterlife, the idea that Christ has been raised to life, and because Christ was raised, we too will be raised. And so Paul's going to talk a lot about the idea that if Christ wasn't raised, then we're most to be pitied, but because he was, we can have hope in this life. And we can have the hope of resurrection and eternal life. This is quite a lengthy passage, so at the end, I'm not going to do a lot of commentary. I'm just going to lead us in prayer. My friends, I want you to remember the message I preached, and that you believe and trusted. You will be saved by this message if you hold firmly to it. But if you don't, your faith was all for nothing. I told you the most important part of the message exactly as it was told to me. This part is, Christ died for our sins, as the scriptures say. He was buried, and 3 days later he was raised to life, as the scriptures say. Christ appeared to Peter, then to the 12. After this, he appeared to more than 500 other followers. Most of them are still alive, but some have died. He also appeared to James, then to all of the apostles. Finally, he appeared to me, even though I am like someone who was born at the wrong time. I'm the least important of all the apostles. In fact, I cause so much trouble for God's church that I don't even deserve to be called an apostle. But God treated me with undeserved grace. He made me what I am, and his grace wasn't wasted. I worked much harder than any of the other apostles, although it was really God's grace at work and not me. But it doesn't matter if I preached or if they preached. All of you believe the message just the same. If we preach that Christ was raised from death, how can some of you say that death will not be raised to life? If they won't be raised to life, Christ himself wasn't raised to life. And if Christ wasn't raised to life, our message is worthless, and so is your faith. If the dead won't be raised to life, we have told lies about God by saying that he raised Christ to life, when he really did not. So if the dead won't be raised to life, Christ wasn't raised to life. Unless Christ was raised to life, your faith is useless, and you are still living in your sins. And those people who died after putting their faith in him are completely lost. If our hope in Christ is good only for this life, we are worse off than anyone else. But Christ has been raised to life, and he makes us certain that others will also be raised to life. Just as we will die because of Adam, we will be raised to life because of Christ. Adam brought death to all of us, and Christ will bring life to all of us. but we must each wait our turn. Christ was the first to be raised to life, and his people will be raised to life when he returns. Then, after Christ has destroyed all powers and forces, the end will come, and he will give the kingdom to God the Father. Christ will rule until he puts all his enemies under his power, and the last enemy he destroys will be death. When the scriptures say he will put everything under his power, they don't include God. It was God who put everything under the power of Christ. After everything is under the power of God's Son, he will put himself under the power of God, who put everything under his Son's power. Then God will mean everything to everyone. If the dead are not going to be raised to life, what will people do who are being baptized for them? Why are they being baptized for those dead people? And why do we always risk our lives and face death every day? The pride that I have in you because of Christ Jesus our Lord is what makes me say this. What do you think I gained by fighting wild animals in Ephesus? If the dead are not raised to life, let's eat and drink. Tomorrow we die. Don't fool yourselves. Bad friends will destroy you. Be sensible and stop sinning. You should be embarrassed that some people still don't know about God. Some of you have asked, how will the dead be raised to life? What kind of bodies will they have? Don't be foolish. A seed must die before it can sprout from the ground. Wheat seeds and all other seeds look different from the sprouts that come up. This is because God gives everything the kind of body he wants it to have. People, animals, birds, and fish are each made of flesh, but none of them are alike. Everything in the heavens has a body, and so does everything on earth. But each one is very different from all the others. The sun isn't like the moon, and the moon isn't like the stars, and each star is different. That's how it will be when our bodies are raised to life. These bodies will die, but the bodies that are raised will live forever. These ugly and weak bodies will become beautiful and strong. As surely as there are physical bodies, there are spiritual bodies. And our physical bodies will be changed into spiritual bodies. The first man was named Adam. And the scriptures tell us that he was a living person. But Jesus, who may be called the last Adam, is a life-giving spirit. We see that the one with a spiritual body did not come first. He came after the one who had a physical body. The first man was made from the dust of the earth, but the second man came from heaven. Everyone on earth has a body like the body of the one who was made from the dust of the earth. And everyone in heaven has a body like the body of the one who came from heaven. Just as we are like the one who was made out of the earth, we will be like the one who came from heaven. My friends, I want you to know that our bodies of flesh and blood will decay. This means they cannot share in God's kingdom, which lasts forever. I will explain a mystery to you. Not every one of us will die, but we will all be changed. It will happen suddenly, quicker than the blink of an eye. At the sound of the last trumpet, the dead will be raised. We will all be changed, so we will never die again. Our dead and decaying bodies will be changed into bodies that won't die or decay. The bodies we now have are weak and can die, but they will be changed into bodies that are eternal. Then the scriptures will come true. Death has lost the battle. Where is its victory? Where is its sting? Sin is what gives death its sting, and the law is the power behind sin. But thank God for letting our Lord Jesus Christ give us the victory. My dear friends, stand firm and don't be shaken. Always keep busy working for the Lord. You know that everything you do for Him is worthwhile. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Christ's resurrection is the foundation of our Christian faith. And in this season where I feel like we have tons of people in our fellowship who are hurting and grieving and have experienced loss, I want the reminder of our resurrection hope to be what is on our minds today. So will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the timeliness of it. We thank you, Lord, that our faith is not in vain, that because Christ was raised, we too will be raised. We thank you, Lord, for the bodies that you have given us on this earth. And we thank you, Lord, that we will one day have glorified, resurrected, strong, and beautiful bodies. And in the meantime, Lord, help us to remember that you are present with us. You know what it is like to experience death and loss and pain, and you weep with us. You also, Lord, have made a way for us to have resurrection. And so we praise you. And we glorify your holy name. Today, Lord, wherever my friends and family and church are, I pray that you would be with them and you would strengthen them for whatever comes, and that you would remind them that you are their strong tower. You are their hiding place. You are their refuge from the storm. And you are sufficient. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.